This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some people might be addicted to drugs. Some people might be addicted to alcohol. Some people might be addicted to gambling. Some people might be addicted to sex. Some people might be addicted to porn. Some people might be addicted to food. Me, I have an addiction, and it's to work. I am a workaholic. I never thought I would be. I thought I just had good work ethic. I just thought I just liked to work. I like to maximize my time. I don't like to waste time. But I really believe I am a workaholic. I believe that I have an addiction to work, and if I don't work, I feel guilty. So somebody's addicted to something. They crave it. I know. I crave work. Don't ask. Okay? I mean, we all have... Are you judging? We don't judge on this show. We don't judge. All right? If I... You know, let's say you are addicted to alcohol or addicted to marijuana or nicotine and you crave it. You don't feel well when you don't get nicotine. You think about it. It starts to take over your thoughts. Then when you get it, you have a very short period of relief. And then you plan your next cigarette, or you plan your next meal, or you plan your next drink. And so for me, for work, when I go on vacation, I always bring my computer. Now, mind you, I have a million different jobs that I do. You know, I write articles, my blog post, I broadcast, I answer people's questions, I, you know, help out the media, I do telemedicine and I provide medical care, I do disability exams for the state. So I have a bunch of roles. But I start to feel guilty. It's not that I, you know, start to feel sick if I don't work or anything like that. I feel guilty. So if somebody emails me and I didn't answer their question back, that sits in my head and I feel guilty. Those people who are, let's say, obsessed with hand washing, if you accidentally touch a door handle and you haven't washed your hands, you will feel it all day long until you wash your hand. You know, your mind will do that. And I'm not saying obsessed. I think a lot of us now feel that way with COVID. So when it comes to work, I notice that I will start to feel guilty. If I watch, I've been watching Cobra Kai, the third season, great third season, and I will watch a show. I ask my husband, let's just play the next one. Okay, so we started to binge, and immediately like, no, I need to work. I need to work. And, you know, my husband's looking at his watch, and it's like 9 p.m. Like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I just, you know, I spent too much time having fun. I need to work. So he's like, okay, I just do that. Now, it hasn't been a problem. I don't really suffer from depression. I don't suffer from anxiety. As long as I don't see any headlines that there's going to be a chocolate shortage, I'm good. Okay? I'm overall pretty happy. I love my life. It's working. But there's a study that came out, and they looked at French workers, only 187, and they found that those who were workaholics were at higher risk of depression. Now, I find that fascinating because for me in medicine, you know, people always ask, why aren't doctors more depressed? Why aren't doctors' suicide rates high? Well, because when you see somebody die at work, or you take care of somebody and you hold their hand and they end up dying, or you see a child brought in, a drowned victim, right, you know, that couldn't be saved. when I was trained, we didn't really stop and go, okay, everybody, let's talk about our feelings. Let's go. It was, okay, you got a patient in room 9, or you need to run upstairs and do a code. So you just didn't really have time to stop and grieve. You know, when my father died, and he was in Wichita, Kansas, and I got the news, I'm like, well, I have to bring his body here, and I have to set up the funeral and all that. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I'm not going to sit home. There's nothing to do. I went to work. I told my patients, I go, look, just to let you know, if I'm not as, you know, funny and chipper today, just found out my dad died, you know, and I remember my patient looking at me going, why are you here? And I go, for me, it's therapeutic. So for me, work, I think, has staved off depression that I could have had seeing a patient I took care of in residency die or, you know, hearing about my father's death. Now, trust me, I did cry about it. Funeral was not a pretty sight. I mean, when I was, you know, months later, I would think about him and start to cry. So you do need to process it. You need to process it healthily. But maybe that's why this study, it's a small study published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. Maybe this small study is telling us that for those of us that work, realize why it is you're working. Is it that you're working so hard because you have to and you feel like you're forced to? You need money, you need to support family, you have so much on your shoulders. Is it that you're working so hard because you come from a family, like I did, where they would have things and then they would lose it all, whether it was from the Holocaust, whether it was from the Depression, whether it was from poor gambling habits? And I think to myself, whatever income you're making today won't last tomorrow. Could be. You know, right before the whole COVID issue, I worked, we were on a vacation in Hawaii, and I worked a lot. I was working for a telemedicine, I still work for a telemedicine company, and they were offering incentives for the holiday, and the incentives were so much money, I'm like, I would be stupid to turn this down. And I remember thinking guilty, you know, feeling guilty, I wasn't spending time with my family, but I'm like, you just don't know. Something tells me this year is going to be weird. And then all of a sudden, COVID happened, and then, you know, mass layoffs and things like that, you know, and we want to help our friends. We want to help our family members. We want to help our community. So thank God. So that's my problem. My problem is every time I choose work over play, I'm grateful I did that. So that doesn't really help, you know, any narrative of, okay, work less. But if you do find yourself being a workaholic, you might have trouble with your sleep. You might have trouble with your mood. You might have trouble with your family, you know, and family life. So make sure you put family first and you smell the roses and know what really, really counts in life. You know, but if you really like to work like I do, then work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you have your calls and questions and comments. We have an answer line whenever we're not live. We are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, but many affiliates play us at different times. So let's go to our phone answer line to get to your questions. 1-877-362-3254.
Dr. Dahlia, I'm 81, celiac, and I have problems with evacuation, should we say, bowel movements, and I think it has a lot to do with medicine. And, in fact, I have colitis. Anyway, and I'm allergic, you know, to some dairy as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I wish I could talk to you live. So, you know, a lot of us are constipated, having issues. We spoke a little bit about that yesterday, and it is a popular topic because constipation cases exploded during lockdown. I don't know if you noticed. I, as a physician, was getting multiple calls through telemedicine for people who were constipated. And the reason why is, if you work, let's say, at an office, then you have to get up and you have to go down to receiving, or you need to go down to marketing, or you need to walk across the street to supplies, you're getting up and moving. When you're home, on Zoom, you're sitting. So I noticed a huge uptick in constipation cases during the COVID-19 pandemic. But then again, there's so much of what we do on a daily basis that unfortunately causes us to have constipation. So if we don't drink enough fluids, if we're sitting for long periods of time, if we're not exercising, if we're skipping our morning coffee because we usually use coffee to get us up in the morning and work. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but for those of people that need coffee, they also use it to go to the bathroom. Well, if they're not going to work and not needing their coffee, they just lost their stimulant that they use to help them go to the bathroom. I'm not a big fan of using coffee to help yourselves go to the bathroom, but some of you swear that's what you need. For me, I need a little piece of chocolate, right? That's why I am so scared to death of a chocolate shortage that has been predicted for the year 2013. And that was pre-COVID. Who knows now what's going to happen? Now that people have been home eating chocolate, have you seen how expensive chocolate is? Wow. All right, so what is constipation? And by the way, I wrote about this, so I'll put it on my Facebook and Twitter for those of you that are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia is finally teaching us something. Yeah, I know, I'm finally teaching you something. So constipation definition is a decrease in the frequency of bowel movements or difficulty passing stool that is longer than your normal bowel movement cycle. So remember I told you if your norm is 3 times a week, and then you drop to 2 times a week, we're going to say you're constipated. If your norm is 3 times a day, and then you drop to every other day, we'll call you constipated. So it's very reference related and relative to what your norm is. Now, if we had to generalize, less than 3 bowel movements a week would be considered constipation. Now, how much of the U.S. population suffers from constipation? About 20 to 30%. That's a lot. We wonder why we have an obesity issue. I learned early on that I don't lose any weight if I'm constipated. I need to make sure that everything is working perfectly and smoothly for my metabolism to be up. So I believe one of our issues with obesity is what we eat, obviously. Another is people quit smoking. So they quit smoking, so now they eat. People used to smoke in lieu of meals, not healthy at all, but that's how they kept their weight down. And I also believe it's because people are constipated. So there's a couple different types of constipation. And I'm sorry if some of you guys are eating a meal, put the meal down. There's, to me, 2 types of constipation. They're the ones where your body wants to pass the stool, but the stool is just too hard and difficult to pass. The other is where the stool is soft, but your body's not passing, which is why we have laxatives and stool softeners. Stool softeners are for those who have hard stool. Laxatives are for those that have a motility issue. Now, we mix the two up. We mix and match, and we say, well, you know what, just take this and hopefully it'll work. And a lot of times it does because it changes up the stool. But, yeah. So we talked about constipation yesterday. What causes it? Well, if you don't drink enough water, if you don't have enough fiber in your diet, if you eat a lot of cheese, dairy, fat, high meat diets, meat has to be processed and churned. And I mean, meat is not a very easily digestible thing. Now, we're carnivores. We were designed to eat meat. But we were designed to eat a little bit of meat. We weren't designed to eat, you know, a 3-pound steak. Caffeine can actually constipate you. So for those of you that are drinking diet sodas or Mountain Dew, caffeine is a stimulant. Stimulants usually clamp things up. The whole fright response where you need to get ready to run a race, then whenever you have to run or flee, all the blood needs to shunt to the brain. Well, most of it needs to shunt to the brain, to the heart. And your extremities are not going to be as much of a priority. Same thing with bowel habits. Every time I used to run track, it was the only time I didn't have to pee. Because my body's like, you want to know what? She's running. I don't think she needs to stop and use the bathroom. We can handle it for a little bit of time. Same thing with bowel movements. The GI system can wait if you're in a flight or fright mode. So caffeine could put you into that. Any sort of stimulants can. If you have a thyroid issue, thyroid, low thyroid and high thyroid can mess with your bowels. Stress. How many of you are stressed? Well, yeah, that's why we have a constipation crisis during COVID. If you're not exercising, if you're frequently sitting, for any of us who were pregnant, boy, I don't know which was worse. You know, the painful breasts, stretch marks, or the constipation. Hormone fluctuations. If your hormones are off, that can do it. Irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel syndrome, cancer could cause you to be constipated. Some people are bulimic. They might have an eating disorder. And they try to use laxatives to lose weight. I just had a big meal, so I'm going to use a laxative. But what they don't realize is they already absorb the calories. And some people will abuse laxatives so much that then they'll be constipated. And then medications, as the caller brought up. Narcotics, if you're on any sort of pain medication for a hip replacement or knee replacement, you're going to get constipated. Certain antidepressants can make you constipated. Iron supplements. So, you know, with the pandemic, I told people to get a stand-up desk. One is so they had a little bit of more blood flow, but also I think stand-up desks help you poop. So if you have a stand-up desk, let's say you're sitting at a desk and you're watching the news, maybe stand up and watch the news. I think it helps you poop. Sitting does cause constipation. We never in caveman days sat in a chair. We would squat or we would sit on the ground or we would... You know, and so our 90-degree angle that we sit at a desk chair might look all nice, but it impedes blood flow. The angles don't really seem to help. It causes our abdominal cavity to shrink. When we stand, we have more room. So when your abdominal cavity is kind of shrunk because you're all bunched up sitting, that doesn't work. And then, of course, the sitting on the chair, you're, you know, pushing, things like that. So we talked about what the stool should look like. We want it more, you know, maybe sausage-like or little soft blobs. We don't want it hard sausage. We don't want hard pellets, and we don't want water. So what should you do if you're constipated? Well, one is drink more water as long as you're allowed to. Some medical conditions prohibit you, like congestive heart failure from drinking a lot of fluids. Second is look at what you're eating. If you're eating a lot of fried foods, dairy foods, cheese, you got to get rid of that. If you haven't been exercising, exercise. The reason why the exercise works is after you go through the flight-fright response of working out or running or lifting weights, then your body goes, okay, now we're going to concentrate on your bowels. Now we're going to make sure the blood flow gets to the other parts since we're not needed to, you know, help the lungs and heart and all that as much. And then the GI tract gets to have its day in the sun, so to speak. But if you do have constipation, check in with your medical provider. You can't really ignore it. We have to make sure that, you know, we're not ignoring something and if we're due for a colonoscopy to get that done. And also, finally, realize that your body doesn't care if you have a Zoom meeting in 5 minutes. Your body wants to relax. So for those of us that have the ability to work from home, take that time to potty. All right. Sometimes you need to stop and smell the roses, so to speak. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family. family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a mutant COVID-19 strain that's more infectious is on track to become the dominant strain in the United States by March. Fewer than 100 cases have been identified in the United States, but the actual number is believed to be much higher. A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns did not provide significantly more benefits to slowing the spread of the disease rather than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News. Federal prosecutors walked back the allegation of a plot to kill lawmakers during the mob attack on the U.S. Capitol. That announcement coming from acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin. That announcement seemed to contradict statements made by federal prosecutors in Arizona, who said Thursday that rioters wanted to capture and assassinate elected officials. The oldest U.S. living Marine has passed away.
The oldest living U.S. Marine, Dorothy Schmidt Cole, has died. Her daughter and only child confirmed her mother's death at the age of 107 in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer reports Cole enlisted as one of the earliest female Marine reservists following the bombing of Pearl Harbor after she was deemed too short for the Navy. She learned to fly an airplane at just 4'11" and persuaded the Marine Corps to let her be a pilot. She enlisted in July of 1943. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know I haven't discussed the playoffs much. I usually give you guys my picks and how I figure out who's going to win football medically. I look at the NFL injury report or the ESPN injury report, and I also take colors of the uniforms into effect. Spoke about that. I'll revisit that next week. The closer we get to Super Bowl, I usually hit the Super Bowl winner right on the head, basically by how what's it called when you have a system? By my system. I got a system. So with my system, I'm pretty good at predicting, you know, the Super Bowl wins. With the playoffs, it could be a little tricky because we have COVID and we don't know who's going to get COVID tomorrow. But I am reworking my system. So don't worry. I will tell you who to bet on, right? For those of you that are betting people, but we just got to skip this weekend first because I haven't worked on it yet. I've been a little busy. Apparently yesterday, Joe Biden had spoken about his stimulus package. Some of you have reached out asking about the minimum wage and what do I think about it. And so, you know, a $15 minimum wage, federal minimum wage, we knew was going to come soon. Just when? When is a good time? And so I'm asking you all, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is this the year that America goes to a $15 minimum wage? So among a bunch of things that President-elect Joe Biden had discussed that he wants to do in his stimulus package, $1.9 trillion stimulus package, would be raising the minimum wage to $15. Now, where are we now with the minimum wage? Well, I believe it's like $7.25 an hour. I believe, I think Nevada, we're at $9 an hour. I believe it's $8-something if you get benefits. California's at $14 an hour. Sorry, my nose is running. Washington State is at $13.69 an hour. Oregon, $12 an hour. Oklahoma, $7.25 an hour. Kansas, $7.25 an hour. Maine is at $12.15 an hour. So it's interesting. In the South, I'm looking right now. This has to be wrong. I'm seeing Georgia is at $5.15 an hour. I don't think so because my minimum wage was already set to $7.25. So, well, Florida is about $8.65, I believe. And I'm getting that from Yahoo Finance. I'll double check the numbers. But we know that if somebody is working at $7 an hour at minimum wage, they're in poverty level. We're also anticipating that there is going to be huge spikes in prices because of inflation. We are printing money faster than we're having press conferences. So medicines are going to be more costly. Insurance, depending on what happens with Medicare for All or Medicaid or the public option, things are going to get more expensive. If we can't keep our generic drug prices down, if we can't work with the pharmaceutical companies who spent millions of dollars, you know, creating a medication and then them needing to get their ROI because they spent millions, possibly billions of dollars trying to make drugs, it's going to come out of our pockets. So if we want to see a provider who's not on the public option, it's going to cost money. If we want to buy toilet paper, as you can see, it's going to cost money. If I want to buy some more chocolate, it's going to cost money. So minimum wage isn't going to be enough. The problem is the government can make all these stimulus plans and say, we're going to promise $1.9 trillion and we're going to promise all this PPP money. And they can do that because they can print the money. But when they mandate that employers have to pay close to double what they might be paying their employees, some people may say long overdue. Other might say, is this the right time? So there's a lot of jobs out there where they might pay a little bit more above minimum wage or minimum wage and people are making tips. And those businesses that have been able to survive the pandemic are surviving on fumes. Now, if you're in, what is it, California, and you're already paying $14 an hour, one extra dollar is not going to shake the system too much. It's going to. It's going to hurt. You know, if you have 500 employees, that's an extra $500 an hour. That could hurt, but it's not going to shake it up too much. But if you're in a state where you're paying $7 an hour, $7.25 an hour, and you're doubling it, what happens? Well, employees get laid off. Some places are going to say it's just not worth it. So, you know, I'm an employer, and I've been an employer for years. We always paid more, obviously, because we wanted to make sure people felt happy to stay. Did we overpay? Whenever we played around with that, we found that it didn't work for anybody. So for some people, it would incentivize. For others, no. But we paid more than what obviously minimum wage was because I thought minimum wage was always low. You know, I remember making like $2 an hour waiting tables because most of my income was supposed to be because of tips. So, you know, when you are an employer of a job where people might not get tips, you want to make sure that you're compensating that. But when things pinched, right? Well, so when we were going through the ACA and the high deductibles, and patients weren't able to pay their deductibles, and insurance companies weren't paying, right, you start to look at your payroll. And in order to make my payroll, we didn't take money out for months. Well, luckily we had savings, but at some point, I'm like, I have to close my practice down. I went to teach. Well, when I was offered a chance to teach, I was like, okay, this is good, because I don't see anything. Actually, it's very interesting. When I was offered a teaching job, I was offered two teaching jobs. And I took one of them that was right away, because I had that weird feeling that things were going to change in medicine. That things were going to change very weird in medicine. And to always struggle to make sure that we were meeting payroll, I'm like, it'd be interesting to, it was a hard move to close my practice, but I'm saying, you know what? Something's not right. Something's going to change. And I was maybe a few years too early, but what ended up changing is a lot of family doctors now are getting hit really hard by losing all their patients to telemedicine. I got into telemedicine a few years back. Who knew? It's not foresight. I'm not going to pretend I had foresight. I think I was just lucky. These things just happened. But I did get the feeling that medicine was going to change. And it didn't seem right when a doctor was struggling to pay staff. You could have great customer service, and we were full with patients. And it wasn't a volume thing. We were full with patients. It's because things cost more. So if I wanted to pay my staff double what I believe they deserved, you know, eventually it does catch up with you. So I believe there's a lot of employers that will agree with Joe Biden that we need to have federal, you know, minimum wage raised. But when you start to look at the hard numbers, I believe there's a lot of employers out there going, okay, well, not now. You're not doing this now while it's COVID. You're not doing this now when we're only open at 25% capacity. Can you wait to have us raise our rates till we're open at full capacity? Now, I didn't get a chance to listen to the president-elect's speech. I am assuming his plan to raise minimum wage is not going to take place till things get back to normal. But then, what if things don't go back to normal? What if, because of COVID, these restrictions are going to play out for another year or two? Does he wait with the minimum wage? I'm under the impression that this is something that's supposed to be coming on soon. And, you know, maybe the approach to the government would be, look, whoever's going to survive is going to survive. Whoever is not going to survive a minimum wage hike is not going to survive anyway. So maybe this is a survival of the fittest gleaning. Maybe what the government wants and needs is to know that employers can be in it for the long haul, and employers are strong enough to support their employees. So for those who are just barely making month to month, they're going to get weeded out. The problem is I don't know how many employers are strong enough to handle both COVID and minimum wage hikes. But I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Siegfried Frischmacher of Siegfried and Roy has died at the age of 81. He was half of the famous magician duo Siegfried and Roy. He had died Wednesday night at his home in Las Vegas from pancreatic cancer. He was only 81 years old. Well, only it's amazing how I met him a few years back. Very healthy looking, sweet as can be, very generous. It was at a fundraising gala. And unfortunately, he had a surgery to... relieve himself of a tumor, and I believe they found that it was the type of cancer, and the cancer had spread, and he had asked to not be in the hospital, but to go home and have hospice care so he could be at home. And then he died within 48 hours. His partner, Roy Horn, had died from complications related to COVID about 9 months ago at the age of 75. So for any of you that have ever been to Vegas, back in the 80s and 90s, the Siegfried and Roy show was iconic. Siegfried and Roy was as iconic as Wayne Newton. And I didn't see it because in the 90s, I believe the tickets were $75 or $80, and I couldn't afford it. That was too rich for my blood. And I said, well, one day when I make money, maybe I'll be able to go and spend that kind of money on a show. And I, unfortunately, Roy Horn suffered a tiger attack. And the tiger attack caused him, spinal nerves to be severed, caused him to internally bleed. And so, unfortunately, the show had to be canceled. Siegfried, which is really interesting. He was born in Germany in 1939, and he worked as an entertainer on a cruise ship. That's where he met Roy Horn, and they became partners. We don't know a lot about their personal relationship, but they're one of the very few of Las Vegas acts or partners that lasted as long as they did, 50 years. So the Siegfried and Roy Magic Show by 1990 was probably one of the biggest shows and the most popular shows. 2003 is when Roy Horn was attacked by one of his 380-pound tigers. And so they both formally retired by 2010. We have a street named after him. And, you know, seeing both of them pass is just heartbreaking. And the tigers were just, you know, they were beautiful tigers. I just feel bad that I never saw the show, and I couldn't afford to go see the show. So seeing, you know, such an illusionist team, you know, that was so iconic to Las Vegas and helped Las Vegas grow, being such a big show as they were, it's definitely sad. But pancreatic cancer is not easy. Pancreatic cancer affects about 57,000 Americans each year. Each year, 57,000 Americans are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The five-year survival rate, not good, about 5%. Older individuals who are healthy can do well. You saw with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she had pancreatic cancer, was able to live longer than the average person. But if you get pancreatic cancer when you're younger, it's pretty aggressive. The median survival time from diagnosis is between 2 and 6 months. So what are the risk factors? What puts you at risk for pancreatic cancer? Well, if you're older, male, women can be affected as well, but we see this more with male, diabetes, alcohol use. If you've had chronic pancreatitis, if your pancreas continues to be inflamed, it could be because there's underlying cancer, or that could put you at risk. Genetics could do it. African-American descent, Ashkenazi Jewish descent, obesity, high-fat diet, hepatitis B could put you at risk. H. pylori infection could put you at risk. The BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations that we see with breast cancer can put you at risk for pancreatic cancer. You know, it's interesting, when I speak to male patients about their family history, and they say, my mother had breast cancer, my aunt had ovarian cancer, and I ask about the BRCA gene mutation, they go, yes, they had it, but, you know, I'm good because I'm a dude. Well, the BRCA1, BRCA2 gene mutations do put men at risk for cancer. Prostate, pancreatic cancer. So if you have a family history of women in your family with breast cancer, ovarian cancer, even pancreatic cancer, that doesn't mean you're in the clear. So many public figures have battled pancreatic cancer. Aretha Franklin, Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie, Alex Trebek, most recently died from pancreatic cancer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Luciano Pavarotti, Alan Rickman from Die Hard, right? Hans Gruber, Patrick Swayze, Charlotte Ray from Facts of Life. Steve Jobs had apparently passed from pancreatic cancer, but there's been some debate that he might have had Kaposi sarcoma. I can't confirm this, but there have been reports that he might have had HIV, which could put one at risk for Kaposi sarcoma, which is a cancer that could affect a variety of body parts, and it can land on the head of the pancreas or form there and mimic a pancreatic cancer. So they believe, I'm going to add this, but I need to put a disclaimer on that, that, you know, Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer is being currently debated. So what are the signs and symptoms of it? Well, if you have abdominal pain, if you have bloating, if you start to notice yellowing of your skin, and you just seem more jaundiced, those could unfortunately be signs. Chronic heartburn. People say, gosh, you know, I'm always on antacids. Well, how do you know that's not your pancreas irritating you? So you need to get that looked at. Dustin Diamond, the actor that played Screech on Saved by the Bell, his rep has disclosed that he has stage 4 cancer. Remember, he was admitted to a hospital in Florida for a quote-unquote serious condition. Well, the rep says that at this time we can confirm that Dustin does have cancer. Dustin will disclose more information once it is available and a plan moving forward is made. So they, they give you an address for cards to be sent and emails, and they do ask everybody to respect his privacy. But according to The Sun, a close friend reported that he had a very visible mass on his neck. I think one report said his friends kept making fun of him for having a lump on his neck. Well, whenever I hear that there's a lump on the neck, on the side of the neck, I think lymphoma. And I'm not saying Dustin Diamond has lymphoma, but when I hear of a lump on the neck and then possibly stage 4 cancer, I'm thinking lymphoma. He had this mass biopsied. From what I understand, he is currently undergoing chemotherapy for stage 4 cancer. They are just not revealing what type of cancer it is. Now, neck masses could be a variety of things. It could be a cyst. It could be an infected lymph node. It could be a goiter from the thyroid. It could be thyroid cancer. But whenever I hear a neck mass, we always want to rule out lymphoma. Now, his mother had passed away from breast cancer. No other family history has been disclosed. So it's a developing story, and we'll keep you guys posted on that. You know, it's frustrating when we hear Jeff Bridges dealing with lymphoma. We get very frustrated when we see people like, you know, the dude. Okay, Jeff Bridges was the dude, and oh my gosh, what was that show? The Big Lebowski, yes. Jeff Bridges is currently 70 years old. And by the way, amazing with their life expectancy. You know, men used to not live past their 60s, and now we have men in their 70s and 80s and 90s, even with cancer. You know, but Jeff Bridges has been fighting lymphoma. Lymphoma is a tumor that arises in your lymphatic system. Your lymphatic system is this intricate system of lymph nodes and vessels that are supposed to capture and clear infection in the body. And lymphomas could affect lymph nodes in the neck, anywhere in the body. It could affect your spleen, your bone marrow, your thymus, your tonsils. We have a Hodgkin's lymphoma and a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they have varying degrees of severity and prognosis. We're not going to get into that. But symptoms of somebody having lymphoma is fatigue, dizziness, weight loss, body pain, bone pain, night sweats. But there are lots of treatment for lymphoma, and the 5-year survival rate is 88%, unlike the 5% of pancreatic cancer. So Godspeed to everybody fighting cancer. 1-877-DOCTELLA. Don't go away.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.